This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 505. Can you meet these three 2018 challenges?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we will present you with three challenges to get quick English wins in 1 week to prepare you for the IELTS challenges ahead.
Hey, Jessica, are you pumped for January of 2018? I'm so excited for our listeners here.
Yeah, me too. I love this time of year. Yes. I know some people think that New Year's resolutions are silly, are fluffy. People don't follow through with them, which I guess is often true. People don't follow through with their resolutions. Yeah. But that's no reason to not make them because you yourself can follow through with them. You and I have some pretty big New Year's resolution type goals for IELTS Energy, for the course, for All Ears English. We know these are going to happen. So we have some challenges for you guys today as well for your English and your IELTS preparation.
Yeah, but I think one of the keys here is, you know, how do we get like a taste of success? I know that science has proved that what we need in order to really get motivated is we need a quick win, is what they call it. It's the quick win effect.
Oh.
And we need to see that we've made a certain amount of progress to want to continue. And so today we're going to challenge you guys and show you guys how to get some quick wins to prove to yourself that you can actually take on a challenge. All right. Perfect. So I love that idea. Let's build some momentum because it's so hard to say like, yeah, I want to pass my IELTS exam in 2018. That's a huge thing. But how do we show ourselves that we're capable of these big things is by completing little challenges.
Totally. I love that idea. So we have three challenges for you guys, okay? And it's, you guys, these are challenges. It's not like, okay, I want you to read two paragraphs and write a one-sentence summary because that's not IELTS preparation. We know you guys can do that. Yeah. So we have some really big challenges for you guys today. And you know what, you guys? If you can accomplish these three things, it's just a week. Right? Just put these things in your schedule next week. Start it next week. If you can do this, you can prepare for IELTS. You can put the time and effort you need into IELTS preparation to get that 7, to get those 8s and 9s. We're seeing more 9s lately, you guys. So it is possible. It's achievable.
Yes, it's totally achievable. And you're going to see that it is once you complete these. And so that's the first step, is to take on one of these challenges. I mean, let's dive into it, Jessica. So what would be the first possible challenge, you know, that our listeners could take on in January?
Okay.
Or this week, rather.
So So this is huge, guys. I know we've said on the show, like, we've made gentle recommendations, right? Like, you can choose a new native speaker podcast next week and try it out type thing. Right. But that's not what this is, you guys. We are challenging you to listen to 2 hours of a native speaker talking 3 days in 1 week. Days in 1 week. That is 6 hours of listening, you guys. And I'm not talking about movies. I'm not talking about amazing TV shows, which there are many. No, this is IELTS preparation, right? So no visuals. So if we could recommend some podcasts to you guys, because podcasts are the easiest way to do this. Audiobooks are also great. But I don't know. I have a hard time focusing on audiobooks, actually.
Audiobooks are hard. Yeah. I have a really good one.
Huh?
I have a really good one to recommend.
Ooh, go for it. What do you got?
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, so last night I heard an interview. I don't know if anyone is as obsessed with ice cream as I am, but last night I heard an interview with the founders of Ben and Jerry.
Ooh, cool.
And it's so cool because it talks about like how the company was founded, and it's not just about business. It's about ice cream, right? It's about why. Why is Ben and Jerry? Why does it taste different than other, you know, other ice creams? It has to do with, Ben had a certain condition in his nose. He couldn't actually taste anything. Interesting things that you would never imagine. But the cool thing, the reason I think this would be good for our listeners is that it's actually a three-way conversation. So it's stepping it up quite a bit. It's between the interviewer, Guy Raz. It's an NPR show, How I Built This.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, yeah. He's a good interviewer. And so it's with Guy Raz and then Ben and Jerry. And I just think it would be a really cool option to add to those couple of hours for our listeners. So that's the first recommendation.
You know what? Guy Raz also co-hosts an NPR podcast made for children called Wow in the World. Mm-hmm. And actually, this is a good recommendation as well. James loves it. But you guys, it's not, you know, like made for little kids with like baby talk or whatever. No, this is made for like elementary, middle school type age. Yeah. And it's science based. So it's talking about like different facts related to science. And it's, you guys, it's fascinating. I love listening to this with James. And I think, and I like this recommendation because the energy behind these two hosts, the other host is Mindy something. And she's super energetic because it's for kids, you know? Yeah. So it's like even bigger the way that they speak. And I think this would hold your attention like really well. It's not like a boring, so what did you do then type podcast. Like this, it's like, it's exciting. So that's, I'm going to make that recommendation number two. Wow. Okay. In the world. It's so good.
That's great.
And the third one, this is a podcast that I've never recommended on the show before, you guys. I recently became obsessed with it. It's called Doughboys. That's it. Just Doughboys. Okay. One word. It's super cool. So it's like these two comedians, and they have a guest every week who's another celebrity, usually a comedian. And what they do is they try different fast food every week. Like chain restaurant. And it's hilarious, you guys. They like break apart the history of the restaurant, the menu. They talk about what they ate. And of course, they go off on tangents, you know, they just talk for a long time. So three people, multiple speakers, food vocab, travel vocab, because they travel as well. Yeah. And it's hilarious. And every episode's at least an hour. So that'll help fill this time. For sure. Yeah.
No, that's great. So one more time, what is the challenge? So it's 7 days a week, right? So 1 week, is it 7 days a week or 5 days a week of 2 hours per day? How do we want to do it?
3 days a week, actually.
Oh, 3 days a week. Okay.
Yeah, so 2 full hours. You can split it up, guys, but 2 hours in one day where you listen to native speakers talk English and do this 3 days a week. If you do it 4, that's amazing. You're an overachiever, which, you know, we are as well, so I can identify. You could do more, but 3 days a week. So, that would be amazing. Hello, awesome IELTS candidates. If you are ready to commit yourself to a system of success and plan for the best 2018 that you can have, get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, let's go on to the second challenge. So the second one has to do with speaking. Now, you know we recommend talking to yourself, but how much should you do this? What's gonna bring you results? You know, what's, like Lindsay said, what's the quick win here? How can we push ourselves to really achieve and become more fluent? So what I want you guys to do is you're gonna speak to yourself for 30 minutes, 5 days a week. Okay. Wow. And it doesn't have to be continuously for 30 minutes. I think that might be hard. You can split it up, but 30 minutes, 5 days a week. Now, what could they talk to themselves about, Lindsay?
That's a good question. I mean, what you could do is narrate, you know, what happened over your weekend or what happened yesterday. You could kind of recount things and tell yourself about your weekend, for example. Ooh. And yeah.
I love it. Okay. So one of our part two strategies is before, during, after. So let's apply this here. You could do like before. So today I'm going to talk about the past. I'm going to talk about 2017. I'm going to talk about last weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and remember some lovely childhood memories, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow I'm going to talk about now. What's happening in my life now that is bringing me strength? You know, let's focus on the positive. Yeah. And then tomorrow, let's talk about the future.
There you go.
When you pass IELTS, what is your life going to be like? Talk about it. That would be so motivating. I love that.
I love that idea. And this also gives us the chance to, you know, we're going to have to fill that time so we can go into more detail. We can go into as much detail as we need to fill that, you know, the time, the full 30 minutes. And this is also getting us ready for the speaking test, right? Obviously.
Oh, completely. I mean, that's,
we don't know it and we don't even need to know that yet, but it really is getting us ready for the for describing details even. Oh my gosh, it's brilliant.
Exactly. No, this is awesome. Yeah. Guys, I mean, we designed these challenges to get you ramped up so you can start your IELTS preparation on the right foot. So you know what the challenge is. Okay. Yeah. Like, you know, you're ready for it, first of all, because you've done these challenges. And second of all, you know what you have to commit, because IELTS isn't easy, you guys. And you do need to commit hours, hours and hours every week. Yeah. To prepare for IELTS. So this sort of gives you a taste of that. And then again, you know you can do it. You know that you found the time for these challenges. You can create the time for IELTS as well.
Exactly. And then when you finish this challenge at the end of this week, you know, by, you know, a week from now, you're going to see, okay, I've been able to dedicate this time to this challenge. So my next challenge is to get into the course. And we'll talk about how to do that at the end. But there's one more part, right, Jessica, of the challenge. So what is the third part?
Yes. You know, this is a challenge that I might do myself, actually, because I I really like self-discovery and reflection for me comes through writing for sure. Yeah. So this is a writing challenge, you guys. And again, it's not small. Okay. So we challenge you. We are throwing down the gauntlet to our listeners. I want you to do blah, blah, to do three pages in your notebook. All right. Three full pages of writing, 3 days this week. Okay. I love this challenge. I am seriously going to take this up myself this week. So don't feel like you're going through this alone, you guys, because I'm going to do it too. Three full pages. That's a lot. And I really like the idea. And I don't know if you guys will be into this, but if you could like try and write a story. I know people are always like, I'd love to write a novel someday. And like nobody ever does it. Some people do, obviously. But so why just dive into this huge challenge? You don't know what you're capable of until you try. There's an awesome website called creativewritingprompts.com. I'll put that website, I'll link to that in the blog post for this episode. This is episode 505. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com 505 and you could read about these challenges, okay? So anyway, there's a site called creativewritingprompts.com and it's just like hundreds of things that you click on them and it's like a sentence or two that tells you the idea for a short story. So
that's a good idea.
That would be awesome.
I love that idea. And you know, for this and for the other two challenges, it's about deciding, you know, what time of the day are you going to do this? It's about setting apart, you know, I know my roommate downstairs is a sci-fi writer. I told you that before, Jessica, right?
Yeah.
And I know that he dedicates like specific hours, specific times to actually go to the library and actually write. It's not like when the creative spark happens, it's like, no, there's a discipline to this, right? And we're getting in that habit. It's,
maybe
it's between 7 and 9 for you guys. You finish work. Okay. Now it's time to go and do work on my challenge. I'm going to go to the library, work on this, or sit in a corner of my house and work on this. Yeah, it's about that time.
Sit in a corner of my house. That sounds sad.
Sounds like a punishment, right?
I know it does. But that's true, guys. I've read some memoirs written by novelists because I've always been fascinated by the writing process. And Stephen King's memoir called On Writing, he talks about this, how like it's a job. You know, yes. Like anything else, it's a job. You, no matter if you think you are ready or not, you need to sit down and do it because you need to put in the work. You need to show up. And it's true for novelists like Stephen King. And it's true for you guys getting past your IELTS. You can't wait for it to like feel right. Oh, I have a lot of time this week. I'm going to start IELTS. You know what, guys? It's never going to be like the one perfect time. You know what I mean? You're going to be like, oh, I have the next 3 months of no work and no commitments. That's not going to happen. You need to create the opportunity for yourself now.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. Don't let it be an excuse. You know, we've heard at different times from different students, and students will come to us and they'll say, but I work, I have a job. Everyone has a job, yeah. Right? We're all adults. We're all, you know, raising families, paying the bills, going to school maybe, or getting your degree. Who knows? You have things to do. You're an adult. But you go to our sales page and you see our success stories, right? You go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you see all the students who have, despite having a job, despite being busy, exactly, they've been able to get their target scores, right? So there's no excuse. Yeah.
And you guys are hearing the voices of these successful students this week and next week. And I think there's going to be a couple more after that. Oh, yeah. You guys, this month is inspiring. January is inspiring and motivating. Yes. And if you need to start something, now is the time. There's no time like the present, right? You can't be like, I'm going to wait maybe next month. You know what? No. Next month. Now is the time, you guys. And you can hear the dedication. You could hear the hard work, but you know that it pays off. You know that this hard work leads to you getting the scores you need, just like these students that you've met this week and you're going to meet the rest of this month, okay? It does pay off. So if you guys are ready, not just ready, just do it. If you guys know that you have to get past your IELTS, you can do that. Just like Vitor, just like Tiago, you can do it. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And you could start literally now. And you know that you're on your way. The first step is the hardest, right? It's just making that choice and just starting. Yep. But once you're in it, we have everything you need. All the support is there. We tell you exactly what you need to do every day. And yeah, sometimes it is 2 hours that we're asking. Sometimes it is 3 hours that we're asking. Because IELTS is hard work, you guys. But you know what? It's no time wasted. So that's the advantage of committing to this study plan. As you know, that every minute that you're spending with what we recommend doing, listening to my lectures and whatnot, it's all, you're improving. Every minute you're improving. So allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
You got it. All right. Awesome. So go there, check out the success stories. If you want to start this challenge this week and then in 7 days, come back to that page, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Get in and get going. It's January and, you know, you have the whole year in front of you. This can be the year that you accomplish that goal. You move to Canada, you move your family to Australia, whatever it is that you want. You know, that's another thing that we could write about too, right, Jessica? I mean, that you could write about your dream life in your new country.
Totally.
I mean, that's definitely good material. Yeah.
Love just that. Just like Ryoki, another one of our success stories. He kept an IELTS achievement journal where like in his preparation, he wrote about as if he'd already passed IELTS, know, and like what his life was like. And that motivated him to eights and nines. I mean, it works.
And now he's living that life, right? He's living that life that he was dreaming
exactly.
of.
Exactly. Yeah. He's in Australia, man. Like it's happening.
That's how it's done. I love that. All right. This has been such a good idea to jumpstart our challenge mentality and our mindset that quick win to get into IELTS in January. Thanks so much, Jessica, for hanging out today and introducing this idea. I like it.
My pleasure. And you have to do a challenge too. Okay?
My challenge.
Just so our listeners know. Okay.
I like this idea.
I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.